Hey guys. Cool. So I have more of these records that I got from Blair that I will take to Siren and they'll be for sale. And I'm just gonna get going here. Although I tried, okay, it was Halloween this week. So I tried to do song titles that are like spooky, and I did air quotes when I said spooky, and I did it again, but you can't see me. So I tried. All right, I didn't have much to work with, but I tried. So all right, here let's go. We got this band called Snips up first. The album is called Video Kang. It came out in 1978. So remember a while ago, I didn't look up the episode, but I did that band, the Sharks, or just Sharks, and it was like Chris Spedding, who's like a really good guitar player, is his band, and I wasn't really crazy about it. Anyway, so the singer in Sharks is Steve Parsons. So after Sharks, Steve Parsons also goes by the name Snips. So the band is Snips. So this is his album after that band. And I didn't really find much else about this band. So it's just that's all I know. This guy from Sharks, name is Snips. So yeah, Video Kang is the album. It's on blue vinyl, so that's cool. And it's what label is this on? Jet Records. And this one was actually the first one I looked at, and it's what gave me the idea because there's a song on here called Dracula, so that's perfect. So here's Dracula by Snips.
I like to bite. I like to bite. He likes to bite, he likes to bite, he likes to bite.
I like to bite,
he likes to bite.
I'm the secret voice. I'm the midnight choice. I'm the secret voice. And all the girls call me Dracula. It doesn't matter who they think you are. You can just. Doesn't matter who they think you are. They call me Dracula. Doesn't matter who you think you are.
You can just fight.
We'll be right back.
Dracula. He likes to bite. This one's a little bit of a stretch, but like I said, I was limited with my options. So, if you don't like it, fuck you. Oh, where is this? All right. This, it's like technically not a band, I guess. It's called Spitballs. So there was this label, Berserkly, and this record was like basically everybody on that label, like covering songs. So it's just like, it's an album of like 60s songs, and it's just like dudes from Modern Lovers and the Greg Kinn Band and Earthquake and stuff like that. So I know I've done Modern Lovers on here before. I don't think I've ever talked about Greg Kinn, but whatever. So that's really all it is. It's this label did this fun thing with the people on their label and just all playing songs that they like. And one of those songs happens to be one of my favorite Who songs called Boris the Spider. And I know it's not like super Halloween-y, but I said weenie. It's about a spider. And people put like big scary spiders on their porches for Halloween because spiders are so scary. Except they're not, but they are. If they bite you and they're poisonous, that's scary. So this is Boris the Spider.
Look who's calling up my wall.
Spider dies in the song, but whatever. Also, that's a, like I said, it was a song by The Who. It's a John Entwistle song. He wrote that based on a true story about a spider named Boris who he smushed. What a jerk. Also, my old band used to cover that song, so that's a fun little tidbit that no one really needs to know or whatever, but now you know. Alright, my next band is actually somebody I've played on here before. This one I actually did look up a while ago. Episode number 34, for those of you keeping track. The Head Boys. So the Head Boys are from Scotland. I should have talked about it on my Scottish episode, but I didn't. Probably because I already did this. Self-titled record. This came out in 1979 on RSO. The band was originally called Badger, so it's probably a good thing they changed it to Head Boys. I played the song Shape of Things to Come, which was the only single off the album. It charted and it did relatively well, but not really good enough. And they were going to tour the U.S., and then they were like, oh shit, I don't think we can do this. And then they came back and were like, let's record another album. And then it didn't get released until 2013. Yeah. It's called The Lost Album. Anyway, that doesn't matter because this is the first album that came out in the 70s when they were relevant. Although I think I listened to the new album like a while ago and I thought it was actually pretty good. So anyway, here's a song called The Ripper. As in Jack the Ripper, because he's a fucking serial killer. And they never figured out who it was. It's spooky. It's Halloween. Bleh. That's the Head Boys. Also, I kind of failed to mention, it's actually, this was an album I had discovered, I don't know, a few years ago or something, and it became one of my favorites. Like, it's actually just, from beginning to end, like, a really, really solid power pop record, and highly recommended. So, whether you pick it up at Siren or find it somewhere else, it's definitely worth buying. It doesn't cost you too much money. It's not like a super expensive. Okay. I think I only have one more, so this is going to end up being a short episode, but like I said, it's kind of, I was limited with my options, and also my throat hurts. I don't really feel like talking, so this is me. I'm doing my best. Yeah, so this one is, it's called, the band is called Bugs Tomorrow, and it's also the name of the album. So this came out in 1980. It's on Casablanca Records. There was a review from AllMusic, and the sentence that kind of sums it up, I guess. It says, "Just kick back and enjoy this kooky capsule from one of rock's most erratic and entertaining eras." I think they're from Arizona, but I don't actually know, because most of the information I found was on this blog called AZ Local. AZ is in Arizona, so I'm assuming that's where they're from. It was cute, too, because the blog was posted, and then the first comment was, like, this girl, like, "Oh, my God, Bugs is my dad." And it was really cute. So Bugs is the guitar player vocalist, I should say. Andrew Campbell Hare, drums, percussion, vocals. David Vaught on bass. And wait, I feel like he was in something else, and I didn't write it down. Says he played bass or engineered numerous groups, including Primitive Radio Gods, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and Lone Justice. And then the other guy in the band is, I didn't say him just now, but his name is Morley Bartnoff, and he played keyboards and vocals. And the only reason I saved him for last was because he joined a band that I played on here before called Burning Sensations after this band. And I actually remember really liking Burning Sensations, except I still think that the name just sounds like you've got an STD and it's like one of your symptoms. And then after that, he joined Dramarama. He also commented on the blog post. So it was cute, I guess, if you're into that. So I've got a song on this one, and it's called Children of the Night. I thought that was pretty spooky.
Music, the night.
even if I hadn't planned that to be the last song, I didn't listen to this beforehand. The only one that I knew what it sounded like, aside from the Boris the Spider, because I know that song, is the Head Boys, because I knew that song. But I had no idea what that song sounded like anyway. So that was perfect. That was like the spookiest one of all of them. So there you go. I'm done. So that's my attempt at a Halloween episode. There was a band actually in this pile called The Werewolves, but none of the songs sounded spooky, so they'll have to come some other time. So this is it. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed some of those. I definitely did like that last song a lot. Whoops, I'll have to listen to the rest of that album, Bugs, tomorrow. Yeah. So these, like I said, I'll bring these all back to Siren. That'll probably be on Monday. So they'll be there. You can buy them along with all this other crap I've been playing recently. So thanks again for listening. I'll be back next week. All right. Bye.